Harper Audio presents The Widow's House by Carol Goodman. Performed by Cassandra Campbell. And now the flight of seahawks hints at pterodactyl blood, while ancient sunlight shimmers on the bay, and our thoughts turn to love, which if it lasts a year will flirt with immortality. Vesuvius has nothing new to say. He's shrouded, calm. This all goes by so fast. There's more than one kind of catastrophe. Lee Slonimski, Seaside Bench, Sorrento. Chapter 1. When I picture the house, I see it in the late afternoon, the golden river light filling the windows and gilding the 200-year-old brick. That's how we came upon it, Jess and I, at the end of a long day looking at houses we couldn't afford.
It's the color of old money, Jess said,
his voice full of longing. He was standing in the weed-choked driveway, his fingers twined through the ornate loops of the rusted iron gate.
But I think it's a little over our price bracket.
I could hear the invisible quotes around the phrase, one the realtor had used half a dozen times that day. Jess was always a wicked mimic, and Katrine Vanderburg, with her faux country quilted jacket and English rubber boots and bright yellow Suburban, was an easy target.
All she needs is a hunting rifle to look like she strode out of Downton Abbey,
he'd whispered in my ear when she'd come out of the realty office to greet us. You'd have to know Jess as well as I did to know it was himself he was mocking, for dreaming of a mansion when it was clear we could hardly afford a hovel.
It had seemed like a good idea.